Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Bonnie Curry.
I want you to picture a pregnant woman. Her belly is rounded, her back is sore, and her feet are tired. But her face glows a little with the expectation of what is to come. She is full of hope. She hasn't yet seen her baby or held the baby in her arms, but she waits, expecting something good. The Apostle Paul says that the Christian life is like this, like a woman waiting for her baby to be born. We are waiting for the glory of God to be fully revealed in creation. We are waiting to be set free from our bondage to decay. For in this hope we were saved, Paul writes. Now, hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? It's hard to imagine what this new life will look like, and waiting to find out, it's not easy. The pains of labor are real. Giving birth is difficult. Yet, we have hope. Today, God invites you to hold on to hope in the midst of whatever pain and uncertainty you may be feeling. You can be sure that if you hope in God, you do not hope in vain. As we prepare to enter into a time of meditation, lay your worries before God. Surrender your fears and anxieties to the God who is always listening and ready to bear your burdens. God waits for you. He longs for you to find comfort under His wings. Pray with me. God, sometimes it's difficult to hold on to hope when I can't envision the future. But I believe that You are bringing healing and restoration to this broken world. I believe that the suffering I experience now is not worth comparing with the glory that You will reveal. Holy Spirit, help me to wait and to pray. Fill me with hope. In the name of Jesus, amen. As you breathe in, straighten your back. Let your shoulders fall down as the crown of your head reaches up. Breathe out and release any tension that has gathered in your neck and shoulders. Continue breathing in and out, slowly, and feel your muscles relax. As you need to, roll your shoulders and stretch your neck from side to side. Breathe in, breathe out. Use this moment to let your tension go. In this safe, quiet space, come clean with yourself. Are there sins you're holding on to that you need to confess? If so, bring them to God now. He is ready to listen and to forgive. God forgives all your sins and heals your diseases. He redeems you from death and crowns you with love and tender mercies. He gives you hope and fills your life with good things. Listen now as I read the Word of God from Romans 8:24 in the English Standard Version. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? I'm going to read that verse again, and as I do, I want you to listen for a word or a phrase that speaks directly to you today. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? What stood out to you? Take a moment and reflect prayerfully on what you heard. Paul uses the past tense, we were saved in hope. Think back on your past. What hopes did you have when you first came to Christ? And how has Christ fulfilled those hopes? Listen again to Romans 8:24 in the Amplified Bible. For in this hope we were saved by faith. But hope, the object of which is seen, is not hope. For who hopes what he already sees? There is an already and a not yet to your salvation. You have already been saved in hope. While your salvation is complete, you're still growing into your new identity. God's kingdom is still on the way. When you think about what is yet to come as you mature in faith, which is one hope you have? Paul says that the whole creation is waiting on the kingdom of God to come in its fullness to earth. The creation is waiting to see God's glory revealed in us. What is one hope you have for society or the natural world when God's goodness is revealed in them? Now, take a moment to declare your trust in God. Say, God, I believe that you are making all things new. Listen once more to Romans 8:24 in the New Living Translation. We were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. As we read the verses leading up to Romans 8:24, imaginatively enter into the space Paul sets. He writes, "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now." What does this look like? All of creation groaning in the pains of childbirth. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. What are some of the signs of the fruit of the Spirit in your life? For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. What does it look like to wait with patience, even while you are groaning inwardly and waiting for God's redemption? Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Imagine the Holy Spirit praying on your behalf. How does it change the way you hope, knowing that the Spirit is interceding for you? Heavenly Father, sometimes it's hard to hope when I can't imagine exactly what the future holds. But I believe that you are bringing healing and restoration to this broken world. I believe that the trials I face now are not minor compared with the glory that you will reveal. Holy Spirit, help me to wait patiently and to bring everything to you in prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Isn't it good to focus your heart on the hope that we have in Christ? Abide here for as long as you like, meditating on the promises of God and the hope you have for the future He has planned. And as you go, carry with you the hope of your salvation. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.